East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
With traffic volumes for the festive season expected to begin rising from tomorrow, the N3 toll concession is urging motorists to be cautious and alert. The concessions warn that a worrying crash trend shows single vehicle accidents dominating the highway between Gauteng and KZN. This year, just over 60% of crashes recorded between January and November involved just one vehicle. The concession's Tanya Dugra says they expect heavy traffic volumes into KZN from tomorrow until Sunday. It will peak again next weekend and again 2 days before Christmas. She says many crashes stem from speeding, fatigue and distractions, risks that spike during busy holiday travel.
Most crashes are preventable. And so this festive season, N3TC urges all motorists to help keep their fellow road users safe by sticking to the speed limits, maintaining safe following distances, avoiding distractions, and taking regular breaks. Increased traffic with congestion and possible delays are expected from later this week, and simple behavioural changes can make all the difference.
KZN's MEC for Disaster Management has praised two paramedics who pulled a driver from a burning vehicle on the M4 near Umhlanga, north of Durban today. It's understood that the vehicle, which held two occupants, crashed and burst into flames. KZN VIP paramedics Muso Molefe and Howard Ntini were the first on scene. They found a man and woman trapped inside the burning vehicle and went in without hesitation. The woman was declared dead at the scene. Kokta Senzo Mzila says the paramedics risked their lives to rescue the driver, who was later stabilized and taken to a nearby hospital.
The MEC has also commended the swift arrival and decisive action of the fire department, whose intervention prevented further devastation by extinguishing the blaze. The MEC believes that the selfless dedication shown by these brave men and women in uniform is a testament to the spirit of service that defines emergency response personnel. The MEC has expressed his condolences to the family of the deceased driver. The MEC has also wished the injured driver a speedy recovery.
Moving to Gauteng, the family of Emmanuel Mbese, who was allegedly tortured and killed by law enforcement and private security officers before his body was dumped in a dam, has approached AfriForum in their search for justice. The details emerged during the Madlanga Commission, where the recently murdered Marius de Merva, known as Witness D, disclosed the shocking circumstances of Mbese's death. On the international front, nearly 200 children around the world may be at risk after it emerged that a Danish sperm donor carried a rare genetic mutation linked to cancer. The donor's sperm was sold to 67 clinics across 14 countries between 2006 and 2022, fathering at least 99 children in Denmark alone. The European Sperm Bank was alerted in 2020 when a child conceived through donation was diagnosed with cancer and found to carry the mutation. Cloudy conditions predicted for most parts of KZN tomorrow, with showers and thundershowers expected in the evening. Durban, a high of 25, Pietermaritzburg 28, Richards Bay 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Man City take on an under-pressure Real Madrid in the Champions League tonight. Pat Cummins returns to the Australian Test squad for the third Ashes Test. And the list of players for next year's Australian Open has been released.